Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you today on this Wednesday, February, however you say it, the 10th, 2021, 1602. We have all... we're going to do that all month long with the month. Now, here's the thing. Now, here's why I'm a little discombobulated this morning. Now, I thought I could blame this all on one thing this morning, but clearly I can't. So here's the discombobulation this morning. And by the way, here's something I've noticed. Because, you know, I've been in radio, well, quite a bit of time now. And I've done morning shows and I've done afternoon shows. And people seem to like morning shows, and that's why we do a morning show here every morning. And... one thing I have always noticed is when you're doing an afternoon show or a show at night, you always get there early, even if you don't plan it that way. For some reason, if it's in the afternoon or if it's at night, you're there like 1 or 2 hours early. But in the morning, you're always just sliding in right before it's time to go on. Now, some mornings, I do get here with plenty of time to spare. A matter of fact, yesterday morning, I was here 45 minutes before we ever went on the air and had plenty of time to do everything that needed to be done. This morning, the problem was a lot needed to be done. And I'll tell you how this morning started. And it led to a series of events. Have you ever noticed that, not that I was in a hurry this morning for any particular reason, but that many things will happen on the same morning that will slow you down? Now, here's where it started. So I'm getting ready to leave the house this morning, pretty much at the normal time. I didn't oversleep or anything like that. So I'm getting ready to leave the house this morning, and I get a phone call. And you know, when there's a phone call before 8 o'clock in the morning, you answer it because you think it might be an emergency. Well, this phone call was not an emergency this morning. It was pretty well just, you know, somebody I knew on their way to work telling me what was going on in their life. Now, why they can't call at night, I have no idea, but they called this morning. So I talked to them for maybe 10 minutes, and I said, hey, you know, I've actually got to go. If you want to talk more, you can call back at night. Isn't that nice of me? If you want to talk more, you can call me at night. I'll be available at night. So I get off the phone with this person. I get in the car. I start to come here, and I think, oh, I'm going to stop at McDonald's this morning and get a drink. So Wednesday morning, we all know what Wednesday morning means at McDonald's, don't we? Truck day. And truck day means that between 7 and 8 o'clock at the 95 McDonald's, there's going to be a truck parked in one of the lanes unloading the stock, which means it's going to be down to one lane, and your line is going to be out to the curb. So I was clear out to the curb today, so it took me a lot longer to get through the line this morning. Probably close to 15, anywhere between 15 and 20 minutes to get through the line this morning. Now, I'm already 10 minutes behind where I normally am because of the phone call. So now, usually I budget about 7 to 8 minutes for McDonald's. Now, let's say I'm double that. So I'm 7 to 8 minutes over. So if you take the 10-minute phone call and the 7 to 8 minutes I'm over at McDonald's because of the truck, now I'm like 17, 18 minutes behind where I normally am. So I come speeding down here to the studio. I think, hey, you know what? I'm still here. I'm still pretty much on time. I haven't lost anything. I run up to the studio. And whoever did a show here yesterday, see, I can't blame this on any one person because I don't really know. But I come in the studio, and the first thing I notice is somebody has pulled all of the cords up all of the wires to all of the microphones and just set them on the table. Now, why they did this, we really have no idea. But it slowed me down a little bit because I had to go over there and take a look at it and figure why this was done, why this was going on. So, because of all of that, I was just ready to go when the mic flipped on this morning at about 16 minutes past the hour. So, that's why I came on a little slower than I normally do. Does anybody else have these problems in the morning? I mean, it doesn't make for a bad morning. Oh, and also, and I'm not sure who did this yesterday, we always have a radio running in the office, part of the office. Not the studio, but the office. We always have a radio running. And I came in this morning and the radio wasn't on. And when the radio's not on, you think, uh-oh, are we off the air? So I walk over to the radio and I realize somebody has turned the radio down and not turned it back up. Now, I will confess, I have turned down the radio before because sometimes you're on the phone with somebody and you can't really hear them all that well, or, you know, maybe you turn the television on, something like that, but you always turn the radio back up before you leave, so the next person who comes in, again, this is all about courtesy, the next person who comes in doesn't think that the station is off the air because the radio is turned down. But that did not happen. So I had to tinker around with the radio for a minute or two to get the sound back up and find the station again, because that knob had been turned as well. So now I'm like, I'm 7 minutes into this program now, basically just complaining about what I've found this morning as I came into the studio. Now I'm going to get to the good stuff here in a moment, because what do they say? Wherever there is some rain, there is also some sun. Or wherever there is sun, there is rain. I don't know. What's that saying? Does anybody know that saying? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know how that goes. With every sunshine, with every cloud, there's some sunshine. Is that the saying? I don't know. But that's where we are this morning, as we're midweek here on WWGH Radio. And February the 10th, how about that? Just speeding through the month of February. Now, by the way, call in anytime that you would like, 740-383-9944. Now, here's the good stuff this morning. So this morning I come in, and as many of you know, this Wednesday morning surprise that I get every Wednesday morning has been going on now for quite some time. I think it dates back probably to December. Maybe even a little bit before that. And I never know what's going to be here in the morning on Wednesday. I never know what's going to show up. So I come in this morning, and there's a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, which is great because that's always here on Wednesday, and I appreciate that because Wednesday's the long day I'm on the air. You know, Wednesday I'm here till noon with Glenn Coble. So Wednesdays and Fridays are my long days. Wednesdays I'm on from 8 to noon, and then Friday I'm on from 8 until 1. So to have an extra pop here is always great on Wednesday and Friday, because I can't leave the studio in between shows. So I saw that. That's great. Then I look over, and I have something here I've never had before on a Wednesday morning. Now, we've had a lot of great stuff here on Wednesday mornings. I've had no-bake cookies delivered here. I think I had banana pudding with vanilla wafers delivered twice. I think I've had omelets twice. I've had my standard breakfast at McDonald's, which is a sausage patty with an order of scrambled eggs. I've had that here before. So I've had a lot of great things here on Wednesday mornings. Now, this morning is something totally new and something totally creative, because this took some work. I think this probably took more work than the no-bake cookies or the banana pudding, the omelets, all of that. This is probably the most complicated thing that's ever been done. Now, what it is, one of my favorite cakes, and I've brought this up before, I think, on the air. One of my favorite cakes is carrot cake. And carrot cake's kind of difficult because you really can't find that in a whole lot of restaurants anymore. So you really have to know somebody who can bake a carrot cake, or you have to go to a store and buy a carrot cake. You kind of have to do it that way. So I mentioned this, you know, probably weeks ago, maybe months ago. I don't think I've talked about it recently. I show up this morning, and there is a homemade carrot cake here in the studio. Now, does this get any better than to get a homemade carrot cake in the studio? Now, this is going to be delicious. I have not been able to taste it yet because I've been running kind of on a, as you've heard, frantic schedule this morning. But carrot cake is so good to me because the cake itself is good, but the icing that is used seemingly only on carrot cake, which is that cream cheese icing, just sets that cake off. So I'm sitting here looking at this cake thinking, this is going to be really good. And I also got a nice card, a homemade card, by the way, this morning, along with the carrot cake. Now, and I'll tell you something about homemade cards. I appreciate a homemade card sometimes, well, actually all the time, more than I appreciate a store-bought card. I think when somebody actually takes the time to write something in a card and, you know, maybe draw a little picture, that's creative. And even if you're not the best drawer or lyricist or writer or, you know, whatever, just the fact that you took the time to do it, it's different than just getting a Hallmark or any kind of greeting card. So I appreciate that. So I've got the large Diet Coke this morning. I've got the homemade card, and I have got the carrot cake. So it is going to be a great day, even though it started off a little rocky this morning, as you may have heard. Now, every Wednesday, because of this, I end up talking about, well, obviously I know who's bringing this stuff, and it's just the nicest person in the world, could not be nicer, goes out of their way to do this every Wednesday, and you know, it takes work to make a carrot cake. It takes work to make no-bake cookies. You know, these are not store-bought things. It takes work to put together the banana pudding and vanilla wafers. So I appreciate that quite a bit. And then to deliver it here, you know, this is big stuff. This is heavy stuff. So the theme of these shows on Wednesday have become, what are you doing nice for somebody else? Now, see, the opposite of nice is throwing a bunch of cords up on a table. Why? We have no idea. Or turning a radio off and not turning it back on. Or getting in the refrigerator and drinking things and not replacing them. Whole other topic. Which, by the way, has not changed. Just so you know, that has not changed. Now, I will say that the floors are being vacuumed a little better. The trash is a tricky one. I think people would actually take the trash out now, but I have ended up doing it the last couple times because I've just been here when the bag has been full. But we'll see if one day the bag is full and somebody else takes it out. But as far as the whole pop in the refrigerator situation goes, that has not changed at all. The pop still disappears when I put it in the refrigerator because I usually stock it up on Friday because I'm here for 5 hours. But by the time I get back to Friday, or if I just happen to go to the refrigerator for a pop anytime during the week, it's usually empty. So that situation has never bettered itself. So, good deeds. Has anybody done a good deed this week? Or is anybody going to do a good deed this week? That's what I want to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know, it is Valentine's week. Valentine's Day is Sunday. Coming up right around the corner. We are not far from it at all. Does anybody have any big Valentine's plans? You know, this is the first Valentine's Day in the COVID cycle. I think this is the last. I don't think Valentine's Day is a holiday, to be honest with you. I think Valentine's Day is, I don't know what you call it. It's kind of like St. Patrick's Day. I don't think it's a holiday, but it's kind of something we celebrate. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm like 50-50 this morning, but I'm doing okay.
Oh, I'm sitting here listening to you talk about that carrot cake. You're making me hungry.
Oh, I'm hungry just staring at it. I haven't got a piece yet.
you haven't tasted of it yet?
No, I can't. I was running so late this morning. I saw it here in the box when I came in, and I have. You know, it's hard to eat when you're on the air, so I haven't got there yet.
Well, yeah, that's true too. You can't hardly talk very good with your mouth full, can you?
No, that I wouldn't win any awards for that show.
No. Hey, Scott, I'm going to get back to you with. The last couple of calls back, I said I was going to try to get the virus shot.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So you told me to call you back in and let you know how it served me or whatever.
Right.
Now, I went yesterday, of course. I had you got to have an appointment to get in anymore. Well, it's always been that way, really. And they were busy. You know, and they take you by numbers and names and so on and so forth. But getting back to the shot. The shot, the older people is more vulnerable than the younger people, you know that. So, no, you don't, because you ain't old yet. But anyway, I didn't hardly even know when that guy gave me, this was a guy, a young guy. I didn't even know hardly when he gave me a shot. Now that's, you would think, you see them load that needle up out of them little bottles, and you know, that needle looks like it's as big as a match stem. You know what I'm saying? I said, Lord, look at that needle, if anybody's ever noticed it. But it's a little dinky, skinny needle. I've seen the needle, and it didn't bother at all. And I got it yesterday. So really, It was a little bit sore this morning, okay? You couldn't tell who he gave it to you. I mean, it's not red or, you know, but it's a little bit sore. But so far, I'm doing just fine so far.
So no side effects besides the sore arm.
No side effects. No side effects as I can tell of up to this point. And I'm getting long years. I was born in 1935, so it don't take a genius very long to figure out how old that is. But taking the shot, they really ain't nothing to it. And, you know, I'm not all that particularly scared about the virus, but if I get a follow-up on all of this stuff that they're supposed to give you, I got another appointment to take the second one. I do it for more or less for other people. I don't want to maybe get it and give it to other people. And going around scared to death all the time, I've been scared ever since I don't know when, of getting it and then giving it to my family. That would be kind of, you know, especially we're old people. Me and the wife, both of us old. We both took it. We're both old. And we can't go nowhere and afraid we might catch it from somebody. And then we could take it and give it to other people, bring it back into the household. You get into the household, that's pretty serious. So I advise everybody out there to get the shot. You know, if we don't try, we'll never get rid of this virus, whatever it is. Doesn't seem like. I mean, it's killing too many people. So, everybody should take it and have peace of mind. Scared to death about shaking hands with somebody here in the near future. But if you don't take it, you know, we don't get rid of it. We ain't gonna be able to get back to normal from God knows when. I don't know. I think I'm right. I don't know. Maybe other people see it the same way. But now it is catching. Now it's plain and simple. It is spreading too fast to not be catching. So we're gonna have to to do something with it, because then if the shot is, if it's 85 to 95% effective, that's a lot better than not having it affected at all. You follow me?
Now, did your wife get the shot as well?
Pardon?
Did your wife get the shot as well?
She got it. She got it as well. She's one year younger than I am. But she's more vulnerable. She's subject to catch a flu from a mosquito or a gnat or something. And she got heart problems, and she got lung problems. You know, she got a little bit of everything. She says, I keep close tab on her. How you feel? How you doing? Oh, she said, I'm doing fine. But fear is more than anything else. What will this do to me? Well, we've been taking flu shots ever since God knows when. So I can't see that this is much difference than a flu shot. But if it works, so help us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, this is interesting that you bring this up, because I found out, it might have just been yesterday, but that I am now scheduled, because of working in the schools as well, I'm scheduled to get the vaccination of all days on my birthday later on this month. It's not next week, but I think it's the following week. So on my birthday at this point, that's the date they have set for us to go and get the shots. So, you know, I signed up for it. I didn't think it was any kind of big deal. I thought it was nice that somebody my age was being offered it this early in the game. And I thought, why not just get it out of the way now? Because I don't have any fear of it. I'm still not sure. I've talked to so many doctors on the air here. I've talked to Dr. Euleen, who's a national doctor. I talked to Dr. McLeese over at Marion Public Health. And I just did not see where this is going, knowing what the shot is, that it's going to cause any kind of health concerns.
Yeah, yeah. There's too many scientists working on this, Scott. And our head of Saunders is, you know, I know you've seen him. I watch a lot of TV. And he gets on there, and he's on the Biden. He's on the Biden team for health. You know, naturally, it's going to affect some people. I ain't no doubt about it. Everybody's not the same. But Because now that virus is going around, it don't have no pity sake on nobody. If you know what I'm saying, I'm old, young, middle, whatever. It don't call them out, you know. But now this what they got, this whatever you want to call it, this flu shot, or you can call it whatever you want to. But there are too many scientists working on it and, you know, approving it. So why not help them out? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what I
think. Take it, you're not helping anybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, that's right. And I figure, why push your luck? At this point, I have not ever tested positive for COVID, but I have continued to work in the public, so I don't want to worry about infecting anybody else. And the people in my life who I know have gotten this, you know, I know somebody 90 years old who got it, I know somebody in their 80s who got it, I know somebody in their 30s who got it, and the person in their 30s did have some side effects, nothing big, headache, loss of energy, a little bit of nausea, but the people in their 80s and 90s didn't seem to have any side effects at all. So I figure, you know, if that's all it is, a little bit of nausea, some tiredness, I think I can forge through that.
Well, Scott, it would give you peace of mind. You know, maybe I'm trying to get safe from this virus. You have a peace of mind of working around people. You know, if you're working around people, you're kind of about halfway scared. Do they have it, they'll give it to me. Or do I have it, I give it to them. So if we could keep it from spreading, we have a whole lot better peace of mind that we could get back to, congregating with people and so on, not be scared to death.
Well, that's the one thing I thought about, is that if I get this shot in late February, they say it takes 8 weeks to really be at full strength. So, you know, probably the beginning, late April, early May, I would be at full strength. So that being said, that's just when it's starting to get warm. So Memorial Day, July 4th, all the festivals, all the fairs, if they do end up going on this year, which it looks like a lot of them are going to go on, I can go at least without a mask or with a mask and know that I'm not going to give it to anybody, and there's a good chance I'm not going to get it.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about. We can get back and associate with people. If we do go anywhere, which you're around people all at the station, and you go interview people, you know, it's always got to cross your mind, and am I going to get this, or, you know, am I going to get it? You know, and do I have it to give somebody else? That's the thing about it. Getting it and don't know about it, and then taking it back home. That would be that's what bothered me more than anything else. And because you haven't got any kids, I don't know, but you haven't got real close relation. Well, they can't come, afraid they might bring it on me. So vice versa, it would give you a peace of mind to say, well, I'm pretty well safe about giving it or catching it, or, you know. And it may not cure you completely from getting it, but it's got to help. All of them sinuses can't be wrong. You know what I'm saying? There's so many of them that's working on it, and so many of them that's approving it. So I think the public ought to help them to try to get. They worked so long and so hard on it, spent so much money, it's pitiful. At least they can do is take it and see if it's going to work.
Well,
now,
that's
if you don't take it, Scott, you know, look at the chances you're going to take again that virus. I mean, look at the chance you're going to get it taken. It's out there. And it's spreading. It's just parallel everywhere. So you got to worry about that all the time. I'd rather take it and take a chance of maybe getting it and it won't be as bad, or, you know, blah, 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 or giving it to somebody else, or blah, blah, blah. It's just what you think about. But now nobody can say, well, I'm not going to get it. I'm not vulnerable to it. Everybody can't be like that, because look how it's spread. See, that's what I'm looking at. Look at the people that's dying with it. And all of them can't be old people.
No, and the one thing that would bother me
Do you follow me?
I do, and the one thing that would bother me, let's say you opted not to get the shot, and then sometime, you know, during the summer, because you do go around people and so on and so forth, and you got it, and you got a bad case of it, and you were sick in the hospital, I would think, now last year, there was no vaccine, there was no option, so if you ended up in the hospital, you probably just thought, isn't this terrible? But if you had been offered the option, and you're laying there, I would think that would be far worse, because you turned down the option. Now, it's easy to say now, to say, well, you know, that was my choice, so if I end up sick, I end up sick. Well, that's easy to say until you end up sick.
Right.
Because you've never been through it. So when you're in the middle of it, you might feel different. It's just like, you know, thank goodness smoking has calmed down quite a bit. But I remember, well, I still to this day, I hear this a lot. People who are smoking, they love it. They loved it. They love doing it. They, you know, people would tell them to stop. It's not good for you. They said, it's my own life. If something happens, it's on me. And when they got that lung cancer, or when they got emphysema and they had to go on oxygen, they had to stop anyway. And they always would say,
yeah,
I wish I hadn't smoked.
Yeah, but, you know, you know, you're like it's virus. Or the lung cancer. Scott, what you do when you go through life, what you do to your body, your health, abusing it, you know what I'm saying? It will come back to haunt you. 9 times out of 10, it will haunt you later. So if you're a young person, consider your health. If you haven't got good health or whatever, you're not going to go through life right on and right on and right on unless something catches up with you. You got to have good health, and you got to take care of it. What you do now, you know, it hurts your health, like you said, smoking or, you know, whatever it is, drink, whatever it is. It's going to haunt you when you get older. Plain and simple as that, your body can't fight off things like when you get old, like it does when you're young. But when you're young, you don't think about it. Now, when I was working, I worked pretty well all through my life, and I was a welder a lot, breathing smoke, well smoke, and down on my knees. It was either on my knees in the steel, either steel or concrete. No wood, no carpet. That was out of the question. Now my knees is really telling on me because I was on them so much. You understand what I'm saying? But, Lord, thank the good Lord, that the smoke didn't have them bother me so far. I'm getting way up there in years. I already told you my age. And other than the arthritis, I'm doing fine. At 1935, so you know how old I am now. So whatever you do to your body, your health now will catch up with you later.
I think that's right.
Take care of your health, Scott.
Yes, absolutely. Well, keep us updated on the shot process and how things are going.
If it gets worse or better or gets worse, I'll notify you. But I'm due to take the second one the second of next month. So, I'll keep it for me. Yeah. I like to talk to you. So take care. God bless you. Take care of your health, son.
Hey, take care. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there we go. There's a report from somebody else who had the shot. Now, has anybody else out there opted in or out of the shot? This is always a topic, too, and a very important one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, today I was just realizing, today is the 20, is it 20 or 30? Might be 30. 36th? Yeah, I think it is 30. Let's see here. 36th anniversary of Buster, no, not 36. 31. 1990. Yeah, 31. Today is the 31st anniversary of James Buster Douglas, Columbus's own, knocking out the then unthinkable, unbeatable Mike Tyson to win the Boxing World Championship. You know, I had the chance to interview Buster Douglas late last February. I think it was actually on Leap Day, a matter of fact, February 29th. Nice man. And so I'm sure this is a big day for him to remember the 31st anniversary of knocking out Mike Tyson and shocking the world. And to this day, I talk to many people in sports who still say that was the most shocking moment in sports history when James Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. And the fact that he was a Columbus, Ohio boy certainly made it all the more important for us here in Ohio. 740-383-9944. Do you have any thoughts on the COVID shot? Do you have any thoughts on just being nice to people? Like I say this morning, I got the homemade card, I got the carrot cake, I got the diet soda, so I'm loaded for bear here this morning on WWGH Radio. I was going to ask, aside from the COVID shot, about carrot cake. Now, in your opinion, because I know we have a lot of people who cook out there, what is the most difficult cake to cook and why? I would think carrot cake is pretty well up there because carrot cake is not really... I think a lot of people make cakes now with mixes. So I think that a carrot cake is kind of hard because you can screw up a carrot cake. It's hard to screw up other cakes, I think. In my opinion, it seems less hard to screw up, like, pumpkin pie. I'm going to include pies with cakes here. Pies don't seem all that difficult to screw up. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, I've been hearing all the different subjects being discussed this morning on the radio. And about your carrot cake, you really shouldn't eat all that, you know, at one time. It's not good for you to have all that sugar. So you need to share that with people.
Yes, I think I'll do that.
Okay. And, you know, as far as making a carrot cake, they are complex. And when I make one, I make it totally, thread my own carrots. I do not get that in a box because, you know, it's not good. I mean, everything homemade is exactly what it says, homemade, and it doesn't come from a box. It comes from whoever the person is preparing it. And that, you know, you can go to the library and you could probably, I wouldn't have any idea how many cookbooks they have up there and how many recipes you'd find for making a carrot cake. But I always get the books that say gourmet on them, gourmet cakes, and they are delicious, anything you make. But the German chocolate cake is very, I don't know if you like that with the coconut pecan frosting and all that, the the bar of baker's chocolate and all that stuff melted. That is a complex cake to make. Not too many people can do it.
Now, why is that so complicated?
Pardon?
I say, why is that so complicated?
Well, it's the steps that you got to go through and all the different ingredients. And a lot of people just don't know, you know, they just don't have that kind of time. They want to hurry. It's like, you know, people going into the kitchen and eating or, you know, cooking compared to going, you know, to like, we'll just say McDonald's because you go there every day, so we'll just use that restaurant. But any restaurant, really, you can rush out and get it, but it's not something that is as good if you went in your home into your kitchen and prepared everything from scratch and fixed everything, gourmet.
So, you know what I have found? I'll tell you something interesting. When I go out, let's say to a big box store, or I go someplace like that, and I get a pie or I get a cake, like I will tell you, because, I don't get any money from these places, but if I don't feel like making a carrot cake and for some reason I get in the mood for one, I'll go to Meijer because I have had Meijer's carrot cake and I like it. It tastes good to me, and it's not hugely expensive, so I will go to Meijer and I will get a carrot cake if I'm having a little get together and I think that's what I want to serve. But the problem is with homemade is that sometimes if it's not made from a mix, if somebody makes it homemade, there's something about it that the taste is off. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad taste. I'm just saying that the taste is off from what you might like because maybe they've put a spice in it or maybe they've put something in it that you don't like that the stores don't put in. Like, I'll tell you what I run into a lot. And this is not necessarily with cakes, but I am not somebody who likes a lot of salt. I don't ever salt anything. A matter of fact, I don't even have salt in my house except for baking. I don't keep it in a shaker. I never salt anything that I cook that's already cooked. And a lot of times when something's homemade, I can tell that they have salt and peppered it, and that doesn't hit me great because I'm just not a big fan of salt and pepper.
Well, like I said, you can. I wouldn't have any idea because every cookbook is written by another different person or author, and so you're going to find it would be hard to say. But I'd say just a wild guess. They've got Amish cookbooks. They've got at the library. They've got every. What if you're Italian, whatever you are, if you cook American, Chinese. I mean, they've got foods for whatever country you're from or wherever you're living or what you like. But you're right. That's the trouble with, you know, like instant food or instant potatoes. They are just loaded with salt to flavor it. And, you know, and I don't like that either. But anyway, as far as that virus COVID shot, I took that and my arm got very, very, and when I mean very, very, extra sore. But I guess the first shot is going to be nothing like shot number two, because I have a friend, and her daughter is a doctor, and she told me, you know, the second shot is going to be much different than the first shot. So, you know, and as far as people getting sick, the younger people, and even like you, I mean, I have no idea how old you are because I've never met you, but, you know, the younger people, you know, they say why they are getting, having more symptoms or, you know, problems after they get that, after they get that COVID shot is because they are younger and they are healthier. And so probably, you know, you can probably expect, you know, some side effects.
Well, it's interesting. You know, Mary Ellen was in here yesterday, Mary Ellen Withrow. She's 90, and she's had them both now. And she said she really didn't experience anything. And the person who I talk about in their 80s got the second shot on January 23rd. So that's been a little bit ago, you know, 17, 18 days ago. And they never had a side effect with either shot. So I don't know if it's person by person. And the 39-year-old I'm talking about, they've had both shots now, and they had a few symptoms after each. The first time, I think it was nausea and headache, and the second time it was kind of body aches. But, yeah, you know, nothing that would stop them from going to work. It wasn't anything horrendous. It was just, you know, a little of this, little of that.
Yeah, well, everything in life is a risk. So, you know, whether you're driving a car, whatever you're doing, your life is on the line. And really, your life is on the line when you take that shot. And they tell you, and all the information, and they've had it on the news and everything, it has, you know, it has killed, you know, some people. And, but, you know, that's just the risk you run, and I didn't really want to go take it. But, you know, I finally braved up to it. So on the day that, when my appointment was due, I psyched myself into saying, you know, this is good. You know, go ahead and run the risk, and you know, be like other people your age, and just, you know, walk right through the line. And so that's what I did. But my arm did get very, and when I mean very, very sore. And so, but you know, it lasted 3 or 4 days, and it was over. But anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you that, you know, you probably should share that carrot cake, because that would not be good and healthy for you to eat all that.
Well, Glenn's coming in today, so maybe I'll share it with him.
Oh, he would love that. Yeah. Well, listen, you have a great day.
You too.
I'll talk with you later. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Phone lines are open. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on trying back, 740-383-9944. And remember, we're talking about good deeds today, which we tend to do every Wednesday here on this station. And talking about the COVID shot, we've heard a couple of reports this morning of people who have gotten it. That's always good to hear. I think that helps people out there who are listening decide to get it or not to get it. It's an interesting time, because we all get vaccinations throughout our lives. Some people get the flu shot every year. A lot of us got the polio vaccine when we were young. There are certain vaccinations you need when you go to school. So this is just a new thing, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Everybody, though, who I've known who's got it has lived to tell the tale, and nobody's become deathly ill. Nothing where you would need to be hospitalized or really even medicated to any degree, which is good. Now, next hour, we're going to be joined by the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, celebrating 10 years Can you imagine it's been 10 years since his video went viral? And we're going to talk about his entire career, how that all happened 10 years ago, and also what has happened in the last 10 years. It's a really deep story and a lot of stuff you probably have not heard. And he's also got a big announcement to make this morning, which he will make next hour on this program. You're not going to want to miss that. Stay tuned, back in 15 minutes.
By a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one 52.